What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980. We're streaming live all across America on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, tune in on your radio, on the Team 980, all throughout the DMV. When you're down in Richmond, or even if you're not, you can listen to my pal, Adam Epstein, AWOT, and the AWOT Army from noon to 3 on 910 The Fan in Richmond and the Odyssey app. And on Saturday morning, you can listen to him on 106.7 The Fan and here on the Team 980, as in this Saturday. As his show is simulcast back home here in Washington, D.C. AWOD's been out at Commander's Camp the last 3 days with Michael Phillips and hanging out and bumping around and talking to Dan Quinn and making himself a big shot with that. We know he is. And he's with us here to share what he's seen over the last couple of days. AWOD, how are you, pal?
Chris Russell, I'm good, man. Great to be on with you. I love your show. Love your audience. Let's go.
I appreciate you, and I love your enthusiasm and the kind words, as always. And you know I have mad respect for you and love for you, so I'm glad you could join us. Before we actually get started, AWOD, I do want to make mention, right, you have a big event coming up down in Richmond that Commanders fans would be very interested in, football fans all throughout the DMV, but specifically in the Commonwealth of Virginia, whether you're in Richmond, Fredericksburg, somewhere in between, or even north of there, right? You got a big football event coming up that you've done for a couple of years now, and you've really turned it into something special, so I wanted to shine the light a little bit on that. Why don't you tell the people what they need to know?
Oh, Chris, really, I appreciate that so much. Yeah, this is kind of my dream event that I've been planning and built over the last few years. I mean, 106.7 The Fan has done a great job, same with the Team 980, for your guys' events and 106.7 The Fan Live. And that's kind of the idea of this, is a live radio show. But I tried to make it, you know, something that I thought, you know, maybe my audience, my generation would enjoy as well, which is live music, a DJ. We've got a headline band, and then I'll do a football season preview show with a bunch of special guests from 106.7 The Fan, and representing the Commanders will be Fred Smoot, Tim Hightower. We'll have representatives from all the local universities as well. So it's just a big party to kick off the football season on August 16th, and we are going to send some people to Northwest Stadium. If you want to go to a game this year, you got to show up at Football Festival August 16th in Richmond at River City Roll.
So AWOD's Football Festival Saturday, August 16th at night, correct, or in the evening?
It is 6 to 10 p.m. We've moved it to prime time this year under the lights. So, yeah, you know, it's the perfect nighttime hangout here. Grab a beer. There's great pizza and food at River City Roll. And you'll get to meet some of the voices that you hear on the station.
And you don't have to buy tickets, right? You could just show up or no?
It is free. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to keep it free, but it is free once again this year.
My guy, my guy. Well, congratulations on another year, and I'm happy for you, as that is coming up in just a couple of weeks. So make sure you check out AWOD. And, of course, follow him. AWOD, I'm not looking at your Twitter right now. It's what? AWOD Radio, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
WOD Radio.
That I wasn't giving out the wrong Twitter handle. Everybody's Twitter handle changes, it seems, very frequently. All right. Anyway, you've been out at camp the last three mornings. Big picture takeaway, if you have one or two, is it the defense largely controlling or something else?
You know, it's the theme of the defense being better than the offense, leading to Jaden Daniels running of the ball a ton. Jaden Daniels scrambling. Jaden Daniels taking off because there's no one open. Jaden Daniels avoiding a blitz, and then he sees a lane or just a read option play. I mean, you were sitting next to me. We watched Jaden Daniels run three straight plays, and so I've already changed my prediction in terms of this season. I was hoping he could be a 4,000-yard passer. I don't know if that happens, but I think he's going to rush for 800 yards again, maybe even more than that. I know I want this guy to be a pocket passer so he can have the longevity, have a great career, but his biggest weapon is his legs, and while the timing aspect of things he's improving on, he's going to take off and run more times than not.
No doubt about that. How do you balance, though, in this offense where you have, again, plenty of read option, obviously part of it is him reading it and taking off when the opportunity exists. We saw him get stuffed essentially by Will Harris and I think Von Miller on a 3rd-and-2 play, very similar to that. How do you balance the special dynamic nature of Jaden's legs and athletic ability with, again, the fact that he is already a polished and developed passer, and just more importantly, again, saying, hey, man, if there's any shred of doubt, throw the ball, get rid of it, as opposed to trying to be Superman. How do you balance all that in your eyes?
I think it's up to Cliff Kingsbury to make sure the offense is on schedule, that they're getting 4 yards a play, that there's not negative plays that set them back. And, you know, we saw how much Jaden ran on 3rd-and-long, right? Or maybe even 4th-and-15 against the Eagles, and he picks it up, right? So those are off schedule because they had a negative play. So if they string together positive plays, I think then, you'll limit the times that he's taking off and running. And then the other part of it is they need to be able to hand the ball to somebody else and get short yardage. 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, Brian Robinson or Debo, Kroski, Merritt, whoever it is, the offensive line needs to get that push so that they can run the ball when it's not Jaden. And then when he decides to keep it, it's a massive play. It's a big play. It doesn't get stuffed because, oh, the defense is expecting Jaden to run.
The leader of the AWOD Army, Adam Epstein. AWOD, affectionately known as AWOD. You can listen to him on the Team 980, 106.7 The Fan this Saturday morning from 9 to noon, and as well Monday through Friday on 910 The Fan in Richmond, the Odyssey app. And you can follow him, if you're not already doing so, at AWOD Radio on Twitter. So you just mentioned Kroski Merritt, or Bill, as he wants to be called. He's been clearly one of the talks of camp. Did you see anything that jumped out to you that concerned you, that worried you? Did you see any part of the complete repertoire that they're going to be looking at for him to secure a roster spot? What was your sense of Bill?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So let me preface this by saying I believe in Brian Robinson Jr. this season. I feel like he's going to put his life on the line for this team. It means so much to him. He's heard everything. He knows he has to deliver this year. And I truly believe that Austin Ekeler still has something to give. But Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Bill, is my star of training camp so far. The jump cuts, the explosiveness, bouncing off of a tackle. When the pads got on, felt like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, showed up. I was so hesitant. I really thought, the seventh-round pick? What is this fan base doing? What are we always hyping up a guy just because he's the unknown? But the unknown, from what I've seen, is real. The hype is real. He's a legit NFL talent at the running back position. Like, I'm super excited to see him excel in the joint practices and then preseason. And it's going to be a tough decision for this coaching staff with Jeremy McNichols and his, you know, understanding of the offense and what Chris Rodriguez, the fourth quarter man, did last year to help us win a game by picking up first down after first down late in the fourth quarter. But they're going to have to find a way to get this guy on the field, I feel like, if he continues to impress. He was my star of Monday. I've seen him make big plays every single day. You know, it's tough because you're not really seeing everybody fully bring him down, but the jump cuts are there. It's like he's a combo almost, a B-Rob and Ekeler, and, you know, he's squeezing through some tiny holes.
Yeah, he runs low to believe the hype. And he runs low to the ground, too, and he can pop some people, as we saw with Tyler Owens yesterday. And he runs low to the ground, so there's, you know, that forward lean thing. And he looks like he protects the football pretty well. I mean, I'm with you. I think from day one, because I wasn't at any of the OTAs, from day one, I thought Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, or a.k.a. Bill, it has looked special. Now, we'll see what happens when they actually play the games and have the joint practices a week from now against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. Adam, who stood out to you wide receiver slash tight end wise? Did anybody like really jump out at you?
Today was Chris Moore jumped out at me. I really like KJ Osborne. Now, I had a chance to talk to KJ after practice today, and he's an interesting piece because, you know, Dan Quinn mentioned him in his press conference this morning to start practice, how he talked about KJ Osborne has really picked up here, getting to know the offense fully. It was such a tough, difficult spot for him to come into a team that was on fire last year, right? I mean, Osborne comes in and we didn't lose a game until the Eagles with him on the roster. Not that he was a big part of it, but so that's why it was so tough for him to kind of work in his way into the wide receiver room. So I'm interested to see if he can make this team. But, yeah, I mean, we all know Terry McLaurin will hopefully be wide receiver one and Debo wide receiver two. And I'm going to say maybe Jalen Lane can compete with Noah Brown for wide receiver three. I think Lane's been better than McCaffrey. And then it's all these other guys kind of competing for that last spot. I want it to be KJ Osborne. Ja'Cory Brooks is an option. Chris Moore has popped as well. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of today, I have to mention Chris Moore. I'm rooting for KJ Osborne.
Yeah, Michael Gallup had a nice day for himself as well today, but I hadn't noticed him for the first few days of camp, so that was good to see from the veteran receiver. You mentioned Terry McLaurin. Quickly, we'll do this because I got one more for you on the other side. Your sense is that they are very far apart, moderately far apart, or this will still, in your opinion, get done relatively quickly, whatever that means?
It's tough because I honestly think they're very far apart, and I'm starting to think that Terry's agent is putting him in a bad spot here. With the Cortland Sutton news, we know a receiver that's 29 is kind of viewed as 23, 24 million, not 34 million.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. I would be okay with Adam Peters overpaying Terry McLaurin by 3 to 5 million. But 10 million difference?
Right.
It's not a great situation. I think they are pretty far apart right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I had no problem with them asking for 33, but if they're asking for 35 or 36, as was the indication from Schefter, that's way too rich, way too much. You better be willing to come down from that, is what I would say, or there is going to be no deal.
Yeah.
And the Commanders know they have the franchise tag as well, and they know – that Terry's not going to skip out on the season and obviously risk all those. Like, eventually he will practice and eventually he will play because he knows he has to. And they have that advantage. All right, one big picture one. Again, defense. The defensive line kind of kicked the offensive line's ass on Monday in full pads. The secondary has been great in a lot of different ways. Sanra still, Amos, the rookie, Will Harris made that big play that I mentioned with Von Miller against Jaden Daniels today, and more. Who has stood out to you? Who has jumped out at you and go, oh, man, that guy?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think my immediate reaction with the way the defense has played is, we miss Terry McLaurin. Not enough guys are creating separation in the wide receiver room. That being said, Trey Amos has popped to me. He really does stand out. Mikey Sainer still is such a beast. Oh, my goodness. Chris, we get to see how big some guys are, how small Mikey Sainer still is. It does not affect him at all. Carlin Vigors stood out to me a little bit
today. He had an interesting day today, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting cornerback room, but it's just so much better than last year with BSJ gone, Emmanuel Forbes gone, Michael Davis gone. I feel like every single guy that they've replaced them with is better. I mean, I think Jonathan Jones is going to be an interesting veteran for this team. But, like, yeah, I mean, my answer is Trey Amos. Like, wow, dude. Like, we might have gotten a guy that can be maybe the next, like, Sean Springs or something in D.C. My dude is legit.
My guy. Awad, I appreciate you. It was great to hang out with you the last couple of days. Safe travels back to Richmond. Everybody should, again, listen to you on 910 The Fan and the Odyssey app in Richmond, Monday through Friday, noon to 3, and as well, 106.7, 980, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, simulcast. The Awad Army, baby, always on the radio and kicking ass and taking names. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Victory Mondays this year.
I hope so. I hope so. Better for radio. That is the great Awad. Again, listen to him all of those ways that we mentioned, and specifically this Saturday morning right here on the Team 980. But you can listen to him Monday through Friday on the Odyssey app, unless you're down in Richmond, and then you listen on 910 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.